quickly now, who was the only man simultaneously a Confederate admiral and Confederate general? If you do not know the answer, here is a hint. He was the most swashbuckling naval figure of the Civil War. That should help identify him as Raphael Sims, known affectionately at the time as Old Beeswax. Sims came from a prominent Maryland family. He entered the U.S. Navy as a midshipman in 1826. He found time in the 1830s to gain admittance to the Maryland Bar. After service in the Mexican War with the blockading fleet, Sims moved up the naval ladder and became chief of the Lighthouse Bureau. He was living in Mobile, Alabama when Civil War came. Sims was among the first commanders appointed in the Confederate States Navy. It did not take him long to get to sea, receiving permission to convert the former packet Havana into a commerce raider christened the CSS Sumter. Sims departed New Orleans with an enthusiastic crew. In 6 months, he captured 18 merchant vessels. U.S. Navy frigates finally trapped the Sumter by running her into port in Gibraltar. Sims managed to escape to England. There, in September 1862, the newly promoted captain took command of what became the most famous of the Confederate privateers, the Alabama. With Southern officers and a British crew, Sims set sail on a 2-year odyssey. The Alabama prowled the ocean in search of Union merchant ships. In all, 69 such vessels fell to the Confederate radar. Sims alone was responsible for a third of all Confederate naval captures during the Civil War. He looked the part of a seagoing rascal, with long hair framing a high forehead, sunken but blazing eyes, and a heavily waxed mustache turned up. In the North, his name became an object of loathing and terror. To those merchants who continued to send goods on non-neutral ships, Sims was an evil ghost, able to appear and disappear at will, leaving nothing behind but the report of another Northern ship hijacked at sea. The saga ended in June 1864, just outside the harbor of Cherbourg, France. The USS Kearsage brought the Alabama to bay. The battle lasted barely an hour. It was an odd sort of engagement, a mobile but not entirely localized battle at sea. The contestants were not sailing vessels, but steamships. The more powerful Kearsage inflicted mortal wounds. As the Alabama was sinking, a passing English yacht rescued Sims. He returned to Richmond by way of Mexico. In February 1865, the energetic Sims received promotion to Rear Admiral and command of the James River Squadron. That assignment lasted 2 months. With the evacuation of Richmond, Sims destroyed the naval stores and accompanied President Jefferson Davis to the new capital at Danville. Sims took charge of the town's defenses, a logical action since no high-ranking Army officer was available. Moreover, naval personnel formed the bulk of the troops in Danville. Davis gave the Admiral a presidential appointment as an Army Brigadier General to be commensurate with his duties. Along with other Confederate officials, Sims fled southward with the news of Lee's surrender. On May 1, 1865, he applied for parole. Sims shrewdly listed his rank as General rather than Admiral. He wished to forestall any attempt to place him on trial for piracy as a result of his exploits at sea. The old sailor then returned to Mobile. He was named a county probate judge, but Reconstruction officials blocked him from the post. Sims taught for a while at what later became Louisiana State University. He served a brief time as a Memphis newspaper editor. Ultimately, he returned to Mobile and practiced law until his death in 1877. To the end, acquaintances said that Old Beeswax always had a gentleman's manners but a corsair's heart.